By staying true to the golden rule, treat others as you would want to be treated. There are hundreds of thousands of people with autism and people with intellectual or developmental differences who are ready and willing to work in our communities. Our coalition is committed to hiring an inclusive workforce, providing training for hiring professionals, and providing guidelines for all employees. Together, we can create a workforce where people of all abilities can contribute and thrive. Will you join us? We are inviting other businesses, institutions, and community leaders to join in. To learn more, please visit autismspeaks.org/employment.
The Sabetha Bloodmobile will hold a community blood drive on Tuesday, September 28th from 11 till 5 at the Sabetha City Hall Gym. Appointments are preferred, walk-ins welcome if there is room. Masks are required. There is a severe blood shortage. All types are needed.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Keeping you connected on the Kansaland Community Calendar, powered by JBN Telephone Company, the Lord's Acre Sale will be held on Saturday, September 25th at the Berida United Methodist Church in Berida, Nebraska. Dinner will be from 5 to 7 p.m. for a free will donation. There will be chili and chicken noodle soup with ham sandwiches, homemade pies, and other desserts. The auction is at 7 p.m. There will be crafts, canned goods, and produce.
Our Kansaland Radio sports coverage continues with the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for tonight's area scores, stats, standings, recaps, and more. Sponsored by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions. Now, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with your host, Seth Tollison.
And happy week three, football fans, as we wrap up again the first third of the high school football season here on this Friday, September 17th. A lot of good games out there in Northeast Kansas here tonight, and we've got the scores for you here from those games and many, many others here throughout the listening area. We had some good games here on the radio tonight. Our feature game of the week on 103.9 FM KNZA saw the Thunder from Nemaha Central knock off Sabetha here tonight. Our Centralia and Jackson Heights game aired on 92.1 FM KMZA. And, of course, on the Holton channel, Holton taking on Perry Lecompton tonight in what's been a very big matchup the last couple of years. That game on MSCSports.net. So we had a lot of big games on the air for you here tonight. And we've got recaps coming your way from all of those games. And, like I said, scores and updates from other games here throughout Northeast Kansas. So stay tuned. We'll get to all those scores. We'll get you some recaps in here tonight. We'll preview what we're going to be bringing you next week, and along with picking our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees here tonight, we'll go over the list and give a game ball out here this evening. So keep listening. We'll do that towards the end of the program. Well, like I mentioned, some big games tonight. We mentioned Holton and Perry Lecompton, and last couple of years, it has been all Perry Lecompton as they have won four out of the last five in the last 3 years. Perry LeCompton has knocked off Holton, and Holton going into this game in Class 3A ranked number five. And Perry LeCompton again reeling after that upset loss to Hiawatha last week on the road. So tall test for the Cause and the Wildcats. Despite an early 7-7 tie, after that it was all Holton as they would roll on to win 28-7. Holton improves to 3-0 as, again, it was Perry LeCompton coming up short tonight. They fall to 1-2. Holton tonight, this is their biggest margin of victory so far here this season as they win by 21. Both of their other games were close. Their first one against Nemaha Central, they managed just to win by one with that field goal at the end of the game, and last week winning just by 10 over Chapman. So a big win tonight for Holton as they continue on here into the second and third parts of their season, now three games deep here in 2021. Another Big 7 League matchup. We mentioned how Hiawatha upset Perry LeCompton last week. Well, tonight they were on the road. They took on Riverside here this evening, and it was all Red Hawks all the time as it was 55-0. The Red Hawks take care of the Cyclones. They get to 2-1. And you gotta think Coach Downer's sitting here thinking, can we go back and play Troy again? As again, their only loss, that blemish, that first game of the season where they lost 12-10. Six turnovers in that ball game cost them that one. And Hiawatha, just that one loss, they are 2-1. Things get a little bit more difficult for the Red Hawks this next week. They have to travel to Rock Creek, which you gotta think that you know they're going to show up. I mean, they knocked off Perry LeCompton tonight, no problem with Riverside. You kind of look at some similar opponents. You can't rule out Hiawatha here in 2021. So we'll see how that game turns out next week. Another Big 7 League matchup. We went and mentioned our feature game of the week on 103.9 FM KNZA tonight. It was Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Again, Nemaha Central ranked third in Class 2A here this past week. And again, they were held to not very much offense in the first half, as it was definitely a slow-moving game with a lot of running the ball for both teams. And Nemaha Central would go on to win it 19-7. Sabetha was able to cut into the lead there in the third quarter to make it a one-score margin, but Nemaha Central would get the ball back, score again, and hold off Sabetha to win it 19-7. Other games here tonight. Here's one might surprise you just a little bit. Frankfort tonight, ranked number 5 in Division 2 of 8-man football, taking on the Buffaloes from Onega. Frankfort 2-0, Onega 0-2. You got to think Frankfort's going to be able to take that one fairly easily. Not the case. Frankfort tonight in overtime survives 28-22. So Frankfort holds off and wins. They get to 3-0, but you got to give props to Onega. Tough way to go to 0-3 again with that overtime loss. But Onega, good game tonight, but come up just short. Again, Frankfort wins that one 28-22. Also tonight, we've got 11-man football, a final from Valley Heights, as it is all Mustangs here this evening as they take care of Horton. This was a 1A District 2 game here tonight, so District starting in 11-man football here this week. 8-man again getting started last week already, but Valley Heights tonight, they get their first win in district play. It's just their second game of the season as they knock off the Chargers again, big 62-7. Non-league game here tonight, Axtell, the number 4 team, ranked in 8-man Division 2. They took on the Rock Hills Grizzlies tonight as the Eagles were on the road. And the Eagles, hey, they flew high tonight as they get to 3-0 with a 62-14 win over Rock Hills. So big win for them, but big game next week as you've got Axtell, Hanover. Both teams ranked, both teams undefeated. It will be Axtell and Hanover. Again, that's coming up next week. It will be Axtell versus Hanover. So the Eagles get the win tonight, but you got to stay focused as they have a big game coming up. Other finals here tonight. This is a non-league game. It's 8-man Division 1 district action. Canton Galva tonight, the number 3 ranked team in Division 1, shuts out Washington County 50-0. Washington County drops to 0-3. 11-man football in the Northeast Kansas League tonight. It is Effingham ACCHS tonight. The Tigers, hey, they're 3-0. Watch out, 58-0. They take care of McLouth. Tough game for McLouth, though, coming off of their first two games being canceled due to COVID quarantine. McLouth's first game tonight against a very tough ACCHS team. Tigers win it 58-0. Well, we keep talking about these teams where things don't get any easier. Well, ACCHS is another one of those teams. Their next opponent is Nemaha Central. And after the Thunder took care of Sabetha tonight, you know that Nemaha Central's got that marked on the calendar, and they would love more than anything to give ACCHS their first loss of the season. And honestly, for Nemaha Central, again, at Sabetha, probably one of their biggest opponents here left in the season as they enter into district play next week in Class 2A. But ACCHS, they're right out of the gate undefeated. So game there, big one in that district set up for next week. Centralia tonight in 1A District 2. The Panthers take care of Jackson Heights this game on 92.1 FM KMZA. Jackson Heights last week all over Horton, and tonight a lot of confidence coming into this game. They kept it close early on in the game, but Centralia would claw their way out to a bigger lead there in the second half, and they win it 36-12. It is the Panthers tonight over the Cobras. Again, that game heard on 92.1 FM KMZA. Kansas City Atchison League game tonight. The Phoenix, they are 2-1 as they knock off Wyandotte tonight, 38-16. So the Phoenix, like I said, now are 2-1. One other final for you tonight. This is a non-league game. It is Chase County all over the Dragons from Valley Falls. 52-6 is your final score. Valley Falls, that is their first loss of the season. They drop to 2-1. Clifton Clyde, unfortunately, tonight they had a game scheduled with Lincoln, but last minute, Keisha came in and said, nope, can't do that. So they were unable to play tonight. Also tonight, we found out Marysville unable to go. They did not play tonight as they were scheduled to take on Rock Creek. Rock Creek wound up rescheduling Lewisburg tonight, so Marysville also not in action. Well, we've reached our first break. We're going to take it. We'll come back. Stay tuned. We'll have more scores coming up. Also on the way, don't forget, we've got recaps on the way, and we'll also pick out our game ball nominees sponsored by Lucard Chiropractic and Wellness. That's coming up next here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Brian Nelson with Giant Communications, and our free times 3 promo is back. When you sign up for a new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, first month of service, and free modem rental for a year. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust because Giant Communications is the fastest service provider in the area, offering download speeds of up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry to save big because our free times 3 promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, give us a call or visit giantcom.net today to learn more.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones and Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
At the end of a long, hard week, it's not about what you have or even what you've accomplished. It's about who you have lifted up, supported, and made better. It's about what you've given back. Hi, this is Carly from BNP Propane in Holton. We at BNP Propane want to encourage you on Friday nights to enjoy a meal out at a local restaurant, shop with the locally owned businesses, cheer on the student athletes from the stands, or visit the front porch of a neighbor. Seek to share a little of yourself and touch the lives of others. In this world, we were never meant to do life alone behind a screen.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back here to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Here, week number three edition. Here for the 2021 high school football season here in Northeast Kansas. A lot of great games here tonight throughout the area as 11-man football enters into district play already. Again, districts, the way those are set up in 11-man, six teams now in the district that are in there, so they've got to go ahead and get started here in week number three, especially when you look at some of the leagues like the Big 7 League with those six district games. When you've got the Big 7 League with eight teams in it, and you've got a couple of 2A schools and a bunch of 3A schools, you wind up getting into these district games early. So then you wind up with situations, Nemaha Central not playing in Hiawatha this year, so there's just some interesting things the way that works out as far as the leagues go. But like I said, district play, definitely the important thing for all of these teams now as we get set to make their run possibly to the postseason. Some interesting teams kind of showing up here with some decent records here so far. We talked about Hiawatha again. Their schedule gets a lot tougher. ACCHS, definitely they've got a big game against Nemaha Central, but at 3-0, you got to think they're looking to maybe make some noise here early on. So, again, we'll see what happens, but a lot of big games coming up next week especially, and we'll talk about that coming up here in the show. Right now, though, we need to run down the scores we have here for you. We've got first up in the Big 7 League tonight. It is Holton over Perry LeCompton, 28-7. The Wildcats at number 5 in Class 3A get to 3-0. Nemaha Central tonight, this was possibly one of the bigger games in the state and definitely here in Northeast Kansas as the Thunder and Sabeth, always big rivalry, and it was homecoming for the Blue Jays. Unfortunately for them, Nemaha Central wound up winning that one 19-7. Hiawatha tonight, big win on the road. They take care of Riverside 55-0, and the Redhawks are now 2-1. Other scores tonight, this is a new one in district number 2 in Class 1A. Troy tonight gives Wabunsee their first loss of the season. The Trojans are now 2-1 as they defeat the Wabunsee Chargers 10-6 here this evening. Also tonight, we've got a final score. It is Wetmore tonight at Lynn in a Twin Valley League matchup, and it is all Lynn. The teams did combine for over 100 points, but it is the Bulldogs winning that one 78-30. Valley Heights tonight, a lot of offense for the Mustangs as they take care of Horton 62-7 is your final score. This score just handed to me here real quick. It is Chanute. They defeat Jeff West tonight. The Blue Comets get to 2-1 as it's Chanute 37, Jeff West 8. Again, Jeff West unfortunately falling to 0-3 here in the season. More finals here for you tonight. Axtell tonight, they are dominant over Rock Hill, 62-14. Also this evening, it is Canton Galva. They defeat Washington County 50-0 is the final. The Tigers drop to 0-3 in 8-man Division 1. I mentioned ACCHS, big game next week against Nemaha Central. They tonight take care of McLouth, 58-0. It was McLouth's first game of the season, though, as McLouth sitting out the first 2 weeks. Similar last year, I don't know if you remember, Royal Valley kind of had that same situation in Class 3A with the first 2 weeks. Royal Valley unable to play and struggled to kind of get going. But this year it's McLouth's turn, unfortunately, as the Bulldogs come out of the gates against a very hot team out of ACCHS, 58-0, the final there. Tigers beat the Bulldogs. Also tonight we've got Centralia. This game heard on 92.1 FM KMZA. They took on Jackson Heights as the Cobras came into this game undefeated at 2-0. However, they would leave Centralia with their first loss of the season as it's the Panthers winning that one 36-12. Also tonight, it is the Phoenix from Atchison. They get a big win as they went at home over Wyandotte. Final score there was 38-16. Also tonight, Chase County, the Bulldogs, knock off the Valley Falls Dragons, give the Dragons their first loss of the season. That final was 52-6. Got another score in here tonight. It is Hanover. They take care of Blue Valley. No problems for the Wildcats tonight as they are now 3-0. They win big tonight, 68-0, and again, it sets up a very big matchup between the number 1 and the number 4 ranked team in 8-man Division 2 next week when Axtell will take on Hanover. Well, that's where we are right now. All the scores we've got, if you have one, feel free to give us a call, 1-888-907-2346. We'll be back with more scores right after this.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hello, my name is Doreen, and I have been a patient of Dr. Lueckert's for 7 years. Although I came to him for neck and back pain, he has also helped me physically, mentally, and spiritually. Initially, I was afraid, but after he treated me, I have been a new person, and I don't regret a minute of it. When my back is happy, I am happy. He has made my life better, and I have recommended Dr. Lueckert to all of my family and friends, and would recommend Lueckert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha to you as well.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Don't you wish there could be one thing you could still rely on these days? Something you can depend on? Look to Denison State Bank. Yes, situations change constantly, but we know how to react to them with the steady wisdom that comes with 120 years of experience.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back. We made it into our third segment here in the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on this Friday, September 17th. I'd like to thank everybody calling in here tonight. We appreciate not only some nominations for our Lueckert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominations, but also we've got several scores being called in tonight. Greatly appreciate that. In fact, down to just three scores we are looking for at this point. Royal Valley hosting Christ Prep tonight, looking for that final score. Also tonight, looking for the Oskaloosa JCN. And we had an update. I'm sure we'll get to it. But Mar Hill Mount Academy and Pleasant Ridge, looking for that final score to come through here in just a moment as well. Don't forget to MSESports.net, your source for all things high school football and all things Northeast Kansas high school athletics, cross-country volleyball in full swing. So all of the information on what's going on with your favorite area team or athletes, you can check that at MSESports.net. Well, taking a look at the scores again here real quick, we'll start off with the Big 7 League schools here this evening. We mentioned still looking for that Royal Valley Christ Prep final. Going into that one, Royal Valley at 1-1. Last year, Royal Valley actually picked up a game against Christ Prep for the first time, their first matchup. They lost that one last year 42-12, but again, still looking for that final score to come through in that non-league game. Also here tonight, we are looking for, like I said, a couple other scores, but in the Big 7 League, we do have some final stats here for you. Hiawatha tonight shuts out Riverside 55-0. As it is Hiawatha coming up, that upset over Perry LeCompton. They win tonight 55-0. Riverside going into that one had won the last three of the last four games versus the Redhawks, but tonight it is all Hiawatha 55-0, and they are now 2-1. Again, big game next week for the Redhawks. They will travel to Rock Creek. Just got an update real quick. The reason we don't have the score for tonight is Royal Valley actually won't play until tomorrow night. So it'll be Royal Valley and Christ Prep. They will play tomorrow Again, that Witch Point Royal Valley. Hopefully they can pick up a win as they, again, look to try to get to 2-1 here in week number 3. Other big 7-league games tonight. Nemaha Central, it's the Thunder knocking off Sabetha 19-7. Nemaha Central coming into this game ranked 3rd in Class 2A, and they will look to keep their ranking as they win over the 3A school Sabetha 19-7. Holton tonight over Perry Lecompton, 28-7 is your final score. The Wildcats now are 3-0. Both games close so far this season for Holton, as they have margins of victory of 1 and 10 points in their first 2 weeks. Tonight, a little more comfortable as Holton wins it 28-7 on the road. Jeff West tonight hosting the Blue Comets, a Class 4A team out of Chanute, as it is a final of 37-8. Chanute wins that one over Jeff West. TVL game, this is an 8-man Division 2 District Number 3 game. It went down to overtime tonight between Frankfort and Onega. Frankfort coming into this one ranked number 5, and they get the 6-point victory tonight as they get to 3-0, 28-22, and that's a tough way to go to 0-3 as Onega drops that one here this evening on the road. District 2 in Class 1A tonight, a non-league game between Troy and Wabunsee. This road team gets the victory there. The Trojans win it 10-6, low-scoring game. Troy has won a couple of games that way here this year. They are now 2-1 and start off their district play with a 1-0 record. Big win for them over Wabunsee here tonight. Hanover tonight, they are at Blue Valley. It is the number one team in 8-man Division 2 taking on the Rams. It is all Hanover. This one, no trouble for the Wildcats. They win it 68-0 over Blue Valley. The Rams drop to 0-3. That is a 8-man Division 2 District 3 game. Also a TVL league game for both schools as well. Donovan West for the second week in a row playing an out-of-state opponent. Last week it was Missouri. This week it's Nebraska as they go host a team from up north. It is Johnson Brock coming to town. And it is Donovan West, unfortunately, dropping this one and falling to 1-2. Johnson Brock wins it 54-28. Again, so the Mustangs drop their second week in a row, again, to a team out of the Sunflower State. Lynn tonight, they win big over Wetmore, 78-30 is your final score. Lynn in a Twin Valley League game gets to 2-1 here this evening. In District 2 for Class 1A, 11-man football, Valley Heights tonight, they take care of Horton, 62-7 is your final score. That's Valley Heights' first win of the season, just their second game that they've been able to play. Horton falls to 0-3. Axtell tonight, as we get back into 8-man football scores, this is an 8-man Division 2 game, non-league action. It is a huge game next week tonight as Axtell was able to defeat Rock Hill 62-14, setting up that matchup with Hanover next week for the Eagles. Other finals coming in here tonight, we've got Canton Galva over Washington County. Final score there, 50-0 in favor of Canton Galva. Washington County drops to 0-3. Final score coming in, it is the Pleasant Ridge Rams. Kind of a surprise here, maybe a little bit. Pleasant Ridge knocks off the Ravens. 42-28 is your final score. The Rams beat the Ravens here. This is a Northeast Kansas League game, and the Rams get to 2-1. Well, that's Mar Hill's first loss here of the season. Another NEKL game tonight. ACCHS shuts out McLeod 58-0 is your final score. Tigers are now 3-0, while the Bulldogs fall to 0-1, just their first game of the season, unable to play their first couple of weeks. ACCHS will take on Nemaha Central next week when district play starts for them. Centralia tonight, they knock off Jackson Heights. This game heard on 92.1 FM KMZA as it's the Panthers winning 36-12. Centralia improves to 2-1 while Jackson Heights falls to 2-1. This is a 1A District 2 game, so Centralia starting off on the right foot in district play. Kansas City Atchison League game tonight, it is Atchison. They win at home 38-16. They knock off the Wyandotte Bulldogs here this evening. The Phoenix are now 2-1. One other final score for you here. Chase County over Valley Falls, 52-6 is your final. Chase County is now 3-0, while Valley Falls, that is their first loss of the season. Stay tuned. More scores also coming up. We've got recaps for you. Several games here on our network of stations. And we'll bring you those recaps. That's coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Jake Spaulding with Giant Communications, and our free times three promo is back. When you sign up for a new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, the first month free, and free modem rental for the first year of service. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust, because Giant Communications is the fastest internet service provider in the area, offering download speeds up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry, save big, because our free times three promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, contact Giant Communications or visit giantcom.net. To learn more.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So, here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
And welcome back here to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Don't forget, coming up, the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominations. We're going to get to those here in our last segment. I do have several nominations, a couple have called in here tonight. If you've got a player here tonight that performed very well and you've got some stats on what he did, give us a call and we'll definitely add him to our list. Again, the number 1-888-907-2346. Curtin Miles in there, and gladly take a phone call and take some information down from you if you would like to get it here on the show tonight. Stay tuned. Coming up, also, we've got some recaps. In fact, we're going to get to that here in just a moment. And then also want to remind you, coming up, district play again going on next week. We've got our games of the week picked out. We'll review what we've got coming up on the air next week, and also coming up here this weekend. We'll do that towards the end of the show as well. Let's kick off our recap, shall we? We're going to start with our game heard on the Holton Channel here tonight as Perry LeCompton played host to Holton. Here's Justin Fluke.
The Holton Wildcats avenged three straight losses to Perry LeCompton, including both their defeats a season ago, beating the Cause 28-7, the final score in Week 3 Friday night in Perry. Holton led 7-0 heading into the second quarter after a Jace Boswell one-yard touchdown run, but Perry would tie the score early in the second quarter as Gunner Ball from 17 yards out with a touchdown carry and made it 7-7. But Holton scored two more times before halftime, a 7-play 75-yard drive and a 7-play 52-yard drive, It was Gary Booth with a 15-yard touchdown run to make it 14-7. And then after Matt Lear scrambled on a 3rd and 12 to keep the next drive alive, Connor Collins added a 5-yard rushing touchdown, and the Cats led 21-7 at the break. The only score in the second half came from Holton on a 2-yard touchdown run by Connor Collins. And that capped the scoring with 8:27 to go in the third quarter. The Wildcats up 28-7. Both teams only got the football twice more as the clock barely stopped running the entire second half. Holton ran for 364 yards, completed one pass for 16 yards. They were led on the ground by Jace Boswell with 116 yards. Jaden Fletcher added 82 yards, and Connor Collins had a nice night with 55 yards, including two touchdowns. Perry LeCompton had 175 yards rushing, but just 92 through the air on 13 of 18 passing for Gunner Ball. Reichen Rush had 115 yards to lead the Perry offense on the ground, while Ty Williams had 8 receptions for 49 yards. But the Cavs are now 1-2 on the season, heading into district play and done now in the Big 7 League for the season. Holton, meanwhile, 3-0. They start district with another road game at Big 7 foe Sabetha next week. Again, the final, Holton 28, Perry 7. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right. Thank you very much, Justin. Some other Big 7 League scores tonight. Hiawatha takes care of Riverside. 55-0 is your final score there. Also tonight, we've got a final. Chanute knocks off Jeff West. This is a non-league game, but Jeff West falls to 0-3. Chanute wins that one by a score of 37-8. We've got a recap tonight from the battle in Nemaha County, the Thunder and the Blue Jays on homecoming night in Sabetha. With a recap, here is Johnny Kane.
The Nemaha County rivalry lived up to the billing earlier tonight in Sabetha. Nemaha Central holds on in the end. The Thunder improved to 2-1 on the year with a 19-7 victory over the Blue Jays. It started early. Nemaha Central got a missed field goal from Sabetha and then a 30-yard touchdown pass from Zach Kramer to Braden Uphouse. The Thunder would take a 13-0 lead into the half on an 11-yard run by Zach Kramer. Sabetha, though, they went on a 22-play drive that took 11 minutes off the third quarter clock and ended with a Chase Fry 7-yard touchdown run. Nemaha Central, though, put the game away with a 20-yard touchdown pass from Zach Kramer to Wade Leonard to win it 19-7 as Nemaha Central was able to milk off the final 5:56 of the clock to improve to 2-1 on the year. Zach Kramer was named our player of the game on KNZA. He had over 200 yards total, 3 total touchdowns, 2 through the air, 1 on the ground, and 2 big completions to Braden Uphouse. One of those went for a score, who finished with 38 yards receiving. Kramer, though, 132 through the air, 89 yards on the ground as he was our player of the game. Sabetha was led by Christian McAfee. He had 22 carries for 98 yards as the lone touchdown, though, comes on a run by Chase Fry. So again, the final score tonight, Sabetha falls short. Nemaha Central wins the Nemaha County rivalry, 19-7 the final. Nemaha Central now 2-1 here on this 2021 football season. And reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Johnny Kane.
All right, thank you very much, Johnny. Twin Valley League games here tonight. This was a District 3 game and 8-man Division 2. It took overtime for Frankfurt tonight to knock off Onega. 28-22 is your final there. In 11-man football in 1A District 2, Troy tonight survives on the road. They defeat Waubunsee 10-6 is your final score. Trojans get a district win and improve to 2-1. More TVL action, an 8-man District 3 game in Division 2. Hanover tonight steamrolls over Blue Valley 68-0 is your final score. Donovan West tonight in 11-man football in action. 8-man football taking on Johnson Brock from Nebraska. Your final score there was the Eagles from Johnson Brock 54, Donovan West 28. Lynn tonight at home taking on Wetmore. Your final score 78-30. The teams combined for over 100 points. Lynn wins that one 78-30. They are 2-1. Our next recap is from Centralia tonight as Brandon Tatman saw the Panthers and the Cobras from Jackson Heights. He's got this recap.
Centralia dominated in the second half, pulling away from Jackson Heights, winning 36-12. Both teams are now 2-1 after the result tonight. Centralia got off to a hot start. Their first drive, 2 plays, Jared Blaha, 64 yards on a touchdown scamper, making it 7-0. Jackson Heights goes 3 and out. Short field for Centralia. Ethan McNally, a 2-yard touchdown run, 13-0 early on in the game. But Jackson Heights, their second possession, they convert on three fourth downs, including a fourth and long, a 28-yard touchdown pass from Bosley to Holiday. Two-point conversion try was no good, 13-6 at that point. That was the score at the end of the third quarter. Centralia would get a touchdown pass from McNally to Ethan Talley, or I should say Trenton Talley, 15 yards out. At that point, 21-6. Really, the difference, though, was the second half. Jackson Heights was able to get a touchdown late in the second quarter. It was 21-12 at the break. Centralia got the ball to start the second half, take up 9 minutes off the clock, get a touchdown, add a two-point conversion. It was 29-12 at that point. Jackson Heights would throw a pick. They'd get another touchdown, Centralia would, on a one-yard touchdown scamper from McNally. Final score, 36-12. Centralia gets the win. Centralia over 300 yards rushing. McNally at quarterback, 22 carries, 90 yards, two touchdowns. He was 3-for-3 passing, 29 yards, and two touchdowns there. But Jared Blaha, 15 carries, 159 yards, and a touchdown. Centralia back at home next week against Valley Heights. And Jackson Heights, after their first loss, they'll be at home against Wabunsee. Again, 36-12, Centralia wins it. I'm Brandon Tabman for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much. More final scores coming in here tonight. This is an eight-man game. Axtell tonight on the road knocks off Rock Hill 62-14 is your final score. We have a final Canton-Galva tonight knocks off Washington County 50-0. McLouthan, their first game of the season, tough test for them as they take on ACCHS, and it's the Tigers winning that one. 58-0 was the final score. ACCHS next week will take on Nemaha Central. Our next recap, we've got one, Mar Hill Mount Academy taking on the Rams from Pleasant Ridge. With that recap, here's Tom Couts.
It was homecoming 2021 for the Pleasant Ridge Rams. They played host to NEKL opponent Mar Hill Mount Academy, and it was a come-from-behind Ram win, 42-28. MHMA came into the ballgame 2-0 on the season. The Rams are 1-1 coming in, and for Mar Hill Mount Academy, they jumped out on top with a 7-0 lead on a pass from Harris to Beagle, but then three consecutive scores by Pleasant Ridge gave them a lead that they would never relinquish. On the night, Raven quarterback Harris, three touchdown passes, and Drew Cottle threw one touchdown and caught two more. But for Pleasant Ridge, it was Lucas Byng. A tremendous night for the Ram quarterback. He threw two touchdown passes, ran three more scores, and the Rams go to 2-1 on the season. So again, Friday night, Easton, Kansas, it was Pleasant Ridge 42, Mar Hill Mount Academy 28. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Network.
All right, thank you very much, Tom. A couple other quick scores for you. Atchison tonight, the Phoenix knock off Wyandotte 38-16 in a KCA League game. And tonight it is Chase County over Valley Falls 52-6. Well, stay tuned. We've got to take our final break. We'll come back. We'll run down the scores again for you one more time. We'll also get our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. We'll line those up for you after the break here on the MSC Sports Network.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice you're so wrapped up in other things? Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking! Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
My name is Sarah, and I originally became a patient of Dr. Brett Lucre 3 years ago when he successfully treated me for neck pain and vertigo. What I've learned since then is that Dr. Lucre's character is unlike any other chiropractor that I've used in the past. He cares. I mean, he really cares about my recovery and well-being. He takes the time to encourage me, and he never makes me feel like it's his way or the highway. He will always discuss what options are best for me, and I'm very happy with that. I know you would be too.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From paintless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. We've been around since William McKinley was president, and before there was an NFL and World Series. With age comes great experience and knowledge, and that's the value of what we can deliver to you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back one final time here on this third week of the high school football season here in Northeast Kansas as we continue on with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're going to run down our scores again here real quick for you. We've also got our upcoming on-air schedule here for this weekend, and we'll kind of give you a quick preview of what we're thinking next Friday night for week number four. And, of course, we've got our name, our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient, and we've got four nominations here on the list to review. We'll do that coming up here in just a few minutes as well. Well, like I mentioned, we're going to start off going down the scores. We'll start in the Big 7 League tonight. One of the big games in Northeast Kansas was Perry LeCompton hosting Holton. Perry LeCompton has won several games in a row over the Wildcats dating back to last year. In fact, they have won three out of the last four, and tonight it was Holton. They avenge a couple of tough losses last year to Perry LeCompton. They get a 28-7 victory. The Wildcats are now 3-0, ranked number 5 in Class 3A. Another big game in Northeast Kansas tonight. Nemaha Central tonight at Sabetha. It's the Thunder. They upset the Blue Jays tonight on their homecoming night. The Thunder get the Nemaha County rivalry win tonight, 19-7. Nemaha Central is now 2-1. Hiawatha tonight also, they improved to 2-1 as they got a win over Riverside this evening. The Redhawks win big 55-0. Also tonight, another Big 7 League team in action. Jeff West hosting Chanute, and it's the Blue Comets with the road win 37-8 is your final score. Royal Valley, like we mentioned earlier in the show, they will play tomorrow as they will take on Christ Prep as they lost to the Patriots last season 42-12. Royal Valley will get their third game of the season in tomorrow afternoon. Other scores tonight, it took overtime, but Frankfort was able to knock off Onega here this evening at home. The Wildcats win it 28-22. They are 3-0. Onega drops to 0-3, so tough loss on the road for the Buffaloes. Not a lot of points scored in this one in district play in Class 1A, but Troy is able to sneak away with a win. Troy knocks off Wabunsee here this evening. 10-6 is your final. That a district game, so a good start to district play for Troy. Hanover tonight, the number one team in 8-man Division 2. They shut out Blue Valley. 68-0 is your final score. Wildcats are 3-0, and for them, their next game will be probably a little bit tougher as they will take on Axtell, the number 4-ranked team. An 8-man Division 2 will be 1-4, depending on where the rankings are when they come out next week, but it will be the Eagles and Hanover, as tonight Axtell got to 3-0 as well, taking care of Rock Hills, 62-14. Donovan West tonight hosting Johnson Brock out of Nebraska, and it was the Eagles from Johnson Brock winning this one, 54-28 is your final score. Lynn tonight, a Twin Valley League final. It is Lynn 78, Wetmore 30, your final score. Lynn is now 2-1. District play in Class 1A. It's Valley Heights tonight. All over Horton, 62-7 is your final score. Other finals tonight, Marhill Mount Academy. They drop one on the road. Pleasant Ridge wins this one, 42-28 is your final. as the Rams from Pleasant Ridge hand Marhill Mount Academy their first loss of the season. Canton Galva tonight, it's the Eagles over the Washington County Tigers 50-0. Other finals in tonight, ACCHS shutting out McClouth 58-0. 1A District 2, Centralia knocks off Jackson Heights 36-12. It's the Phoenix from Atchison over Wyandotte 38-16. Chase County tonight over Valley Falls 52-6. That is your final score there. Again, those are all the finals. Don't forget, if you missed any of them, don't forget to check out mscsports.net, as you can find all of the finals here from tonight's ball games. And, of course, that is your source as well for all final scores from football to volleyball and all the information you need on high school athletics here in Northeast Kansas.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Let's go!
At Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's game ball presentation.
All right, let's get to it. We're going to start off with our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominees. First up on the board, we've got Jared Blaha from Centralia tonight. 15 carries, he racked up 159 yards rushing. He also scored for Centralia in their win over Jackson Heights tonight. He is on our list. Also on the list here tonight, we're going to put up Connor Collins from Holton. Connor got into the end zone two times on 55 yards rushing. Nemaha Central, Zach Kramer had a big night as well in the win for the Thunder over the Blue Jays. Zach went 7 of 9 for 132 yards. Also had 89 yards rushing for a combined three touchdowns. And our final nomination, and where our game ball is going to go. You know, in hockey, they've got a hat trick, but there's not a lot of hockey in Northeast Kansas. So we're going to give him the hat trick in football. Ashton Rocky from Hiawatha, he had a kickoff return for a touchdown. He also had a 70-yard rushing touchdown tonight and an interception. He returned 60 yards for another INT touchdown, and it is Hiawatha all over again. Riverside tonight, Ashton Rocky is our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner here tonight on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Let's take a look at our upcoming on-air schedule here, shall we? As coming up here this weekend, K-State is in action. And we will bring you coverage of that ball game on both 103.9 and 92.1 FM as K-State will take on Nevada. Pregame show for the Wildcats will start at 11 a.m. Both teams going into that one with 2-0 records. Also tomorrow, Benedictine in action. They will take on Clark College. That game on KARE 93.7. Kick again getting started at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Coming up next week, don't forget our locker room chats. We'll have those covered for you on both stations on Wednesday and Thursday. Also coverage coming up on Tuesday evening of some volleyball action in the Jeff West Triangular, where Jeff West, Holton, and Perry will all participate. Coverage of that on 103.9 FM. So far, schedule for next week, taking a look at what's coming up. We've got, again, Friday Night Fever at 6:05 on Friday night. On 103.9 KNZA, Holton and Sabetha will be on, again, 103.9, 92.1 FM. We'll have Valley Heights at Centralia. And on KARE 93.7 FM, it is Atchison taking on Harmon. Well, that's going to wrap it up here for tonight. My thanks to Miles and Kirk here this evening, again, helping out with the program. Until next week, have a great night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, for all the final scores, area standings, schedules, and more, visit our website, mscsports.net. This Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show has also been brought to you by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, by Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, by Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Luker Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by Edward Jones with offices in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, by S&S Automotive in Seneca and Commercial Tire Solutions.
The place for